And now our next feature, in which Derek James remembers an inspirational jazz musician, Pete Fraser. Our reader is Alan Shirley.
Tributes will be played to a remarkable musician and teacher who inspired young people across Norfolk to play music at what promises to be a very special charity concert at Galston in February. The man behind the event is Jonathan Wyatt of Norwich, who is about to celebrate 30 years of leading his own highly successful big band. But he first caught the big band bug by playing as a schoolboy in the East Norfolk School's big band. This young ensemble was formed and nurtured by Pete Fraser, a tenor saxophonist and flautist in John's band for the last 6 years. Pete died earlier this year after a short illness, but his teaching ability and arranging skills will be remembered in a concert on Sunday, the 12th of February at 2:30 in the afternoon. And if you want to go, I would get your tickets now rather than be disappointed. Jonathan's band will play for half the concert, and the other half will be devoted to former members of his beloved ENSBB. A Scot from Cowdenbeath, Pete arrived in Norfolk during the 1970s to be a peripatetic woodwind teacher with the County Education Music Service. He began to arrange popular Christmas songs in a big band style for the East Norfolk School's Wind Band, which played them at the annual concert at Yarmouth Hippodrome. Former EDP journalist David Wakefield, then with the Yarmouth Mercury and a big jazz fan, picked up on this when he reported the concert and thought a school's big band was a possibility. Pete had the same thoughts, and a big band was formed shortly afterwards. "I was invited to go along to its first outing," recalls David, "and I was immediately impressed by the quality of the playing and the band's togetherness. The first number played was Henry Mancini's Pink Panther theme, and it remained number one on the band's pad. The ENSBB was a huge success. It played concerts with star guests from the big band world, former Ted Heath musicians Kenny Baker, Don Lusher and Tommy Whittle among them, and was of sufficient excellence to get to the final of the prestigious Festival of Music and perform at the school's prom at the Royal Albert Hall. The band also visited France, Belgium and twice went to Kentucky in America. Pete went on to teach privately after leaving the education service, but the band continued under its new name of the East Norfolk Youth Jazz Band. A young Jonathan Wyatt joined the ENSBB soon after its formation, travelling by train from Norwich to Yarmouth each week, where Pete would be waiting to take him to the practice sessions. He gave so much to so many youngsters in terms of playing music and was inspirational as a band leader. "His arrangements were fantastic," said Jonathan. He especially remembers a gig at the Ocean Room, Galston, when the guest musician was that fine trombonist, the late George Chisholm. Getting on the train to Yarmouth, he found himself sitting next to the star. They chatted, exchanged addresses, and Jonathan was delighted to receive an arrangement by George of the popular number Poor Butterfly. The East Norfolk Youth Jazz Orchestra no longer exists, but the memories do, as do the musicians. Many of them still play and are expected at the concert, which will be a fitting tribute to a great man, an uncompromising perfectionist in his approach to music, who always tried to pass on these qualities to those he taught. It was a formula which paid dividends. The tickets cost £15, and the number to ring is 01493 662 832. I'll repeat that, 01493 662 832.